The findings point to a disruption of a key protein used in DNA methylation. That's a process that can change the activity of a DNA segment without changing its sequence. Researchers also found that disruption to be most damaging during the fifth week of human development. Associate professor and lead author Robert Lipinski says the next step is pinpointing what environmental factors may contribute to the problem.
If we can identify chemicals or dietary components that increase the risk for oral facial clefts, that is directly actionable because we can then communicate that risk to sensitive populations, to women who are pregnant or may be pregnant.
Cleft lips and palates affect about one in every 1,700 babies born in the United States. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.